You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by senior linebacker from Rhodes College, Tom Zygtyma, this week's SCAC Football Defensive Player of the Week. And Tom, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
The Lynx have now won two games in a row, Tom, after starting out 0-2 on the season, picking up a big win this past weekend, 31-24 over LaGrange. How does that, those back-to-back wins really get this team's confidence rolling and momentum forward as you guys begin to prepare and get in the heart of the SCAC conference schedule?
I mean, they were two really good, really important wins for us. Like you said, we started off the season not how we wanted to. We had two really bad losses at WashU and Trinity, especially the Trinity game. After the game, Coach came in and he was talking to us. He said, "Hey guys, you know, we're not really a good team right now, but not really to get us down, but almost to challenge us to work hard and get better." We had two really good wins against DePaul, a team we hadn't beaten in a long time, and LaGrange, who they're always very competitive, and it was good to get a win against them.
You know, individually, Tom, you were outstanding last week. 13 tackles, 7 solo tackles, a half a tackle for a loss, and a huge interception there at the end of the game. Just talk about your performance individually.
Well, I feel like the game plan we came up with was good. Our coaches put us in good positions. We were doing things a little bit unconventionally. We came out with a new defensive look for LaGrange. We knew we had to stop the speed option and try to find a way to neutralize their speed. And they also had me spying the quarterback a lot, which helped me get a lot of tackles because he liked to run, and they're not really a passing team, more of a running team.
You know, defensively as a unit, Tom, as you look over the last two games, you guys have created 5 turnovers to just 1 turnover in those first two games. What has been the biggest difference you've noticed in the ability to create the pressure and force those turnovers these last two games?
I mean, I think that's a credit to our D-line. They've really been doing a great job. Especially Christian King, he's gotten a sack, I think, in every game. And this week they're really doing a good job of getting after the quarterback, flushing him out of the pocket, and making him make some throws on the run. So I think that's a credit to them. And also our DBs stepping up, making big interceptions, causing fumbles. So just as a whole unit, we've improved.
You create a turnover late in the fourth quarter, Tom, which leads to 3 points for the Lynx and that 7-point advantage. LaGrange obviously gets the ball back with very little time left in the fourth quarter. As a defense, just sort of take me through that mindset, knowing that you're going to go back on the field with a 7-point lead and have a chance to close it out. Is that something you enjoy, and do you change it all defensively, knowing that there's not a lot of time left and you have a 7-point lead and you're trying to, you know, seal this game off for the Lynx?
Yeah, I mean, as a defense, you always want to be on the field with the game on the line. You kind of want it on your shoulders. And it was kind of surprising because we got the turnover with, I think, about 2.5 minutes left, and we got it, you know, close to their end zone. So a lot of guys are thinking, you know, game's over, but the coaches were telling us, you know, pay attention, you know, like the game's not over. And they're able to get a really good stop and force a field goal. And then our kickoff, we kicked it out of bounds, so they had the ball at the 40-yard line, I think about 40 seconds left. So, I mean, we gave them an opportunity we shouldn't have, but as a defense, it did feel good to go out there and get the stop and be a big part of getting the win.
Huge win, of course, your third win over LaGrange in the last 4 tries since 2006. As you move forward and look ahead to the rest of the season, you guys have a bye week this coming week. Talk about the importance of getting some rest and what you guys are doing to start preparing for a big conference road test at Millsaps in 2 weeks.
Well, this week we're really focusing on how each position can improve individually. And I know at linebacker, Coach Gritty was talking to us a lot about getting hands-on receivers because Millsaps has some really good, really fast receivers who coach really well. We got to be able to get hands-on and disrupt them so we can disrupt the timing in their passing game.
Rhodes College senior linebacker Tom Zygtyma, again, this week's SCAC Football Defensive Player of the Week. Tom, congratulations again and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
All right, thanks for having me.